My name is Ezra Owolabi, as Pastor said, and this is my wife, Christina. Ayobami Owolabi, and our daughter Christina is in the nursery. The question I want to start today with before we do sing is the question, when do we need God? We know we need God. We knew we need God when we realized that we needed to be saved. But is that the end of it? And sometimes we're more aware of our need for God. For me, specifically, when I'm on an airplane, I'm acutely aware that I need God. And my prayer life increases and improves drastically because I have no faith in the whole. To me, it's just unnatural to be way up there. But as a missionary, we have to do that very often. And so I pray a lot. The song we're going to sing in English and in our language is I Need Thee Every Hour.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Mo fe yong bagbogbo, o lua o lore, ko son ti funi, la la fia biti re. Mo fe o a mo fe o, ni wakati bogbo, bukun mi o lubala. Mo wa sodore, mo fe o a mo fe o, ni wakati bobo bukun mi olubala. Mo wa sodore.
Amen. God understands that in English and in our language too. Let's open in a word of prayer, if we will. Father, thank you so much for this church. Thank you so much for the impact they're having for you in this community. Thank you for churches like this that care about missions enough to have missionaries come and share their burden, Lord. We want to pray that as we fellowship today, that you speak to us in a special way. And if there be anyone here, Lord, that hasn't come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior, we want to pray, Lord, and ask you, Lord, that you touch them and break their hearts in a special way tonight, Lord, that they come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior, Lord. Thank you for everything you've done in our life. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for everything. In just my prayer, amen. I'm going to share our bird and some information about the field and the work God is doing in Nigeria for about 10 minutes. And then I'm going to share about some of my testimony and my call, all wrapped up in a message, all at the same time. Amen?
Amen.
Nigeria is the largest country in Africa by population. One out of every five people that live in that giant mass you call Africa live in that country right there with the arrow pointing to it. One out of five people. Isn't that amazing? 182 million people. Seventh largest country in the world. There's a big need in Nigeria. If you were going to try to fit Nigeria in the United States, it will fit right in between Chicago, Atlanta, and New York. So more than half the population of the United States in that amount of space, which is good for missionaries because they're crowded and we can just go from place to place. Amen? The reason I have this here is to share some ideas for wedding ideas with young people when they get married. That's what we got married in. If young people are looking for ideas for when they get married. Also, I and my wife, we wanted to have a baby right away, and God had us wait. And it was a test of faith, but we went to the doctor, and the doctor wanted to do some things, schedule an appointment for my wife. But God had us wait for a reason, I believe. In his providence, the baby was born at 2:55 p.m., May 4th, 2015, and I was graduating at 7 p.m. Amen? So God planned that for us. Maybe God was having us wait because he didn't want me to go to school and dealing with a new baby at the same time. That's what I believe. Amen?
Amen.
All good things come from God. And we thank God for our daughter, Christina. She's now 17 months. As I mentioned earlier, Nigeria is the largest country in Africa. To show some of the urgency here, the life expectancy in Nigeria is 53 years of age. 53 years of age, for many reasons why that's the case. Not just one reason, war, the healthcare, just the way the life is over there. But I heard from a man of God, we're not trying to make this world a better place from which to go to hell. You know, isn't it sad that there's people growing up in the richest countries in the world, and if they don't know Christ, they're going to wake up in the same eternal fire that anybody else would. But on the other side, there's people growing up in some of the poorest countries in the world, but if they know Christ, they're going to be in heaven for eternity. Amen. Where are we going to? Specifically, we're going to the town of Ogbomosho. That is both our hometowns. I grew up in the northern part of Nigeria, was saved in the northern part of Nigeria. But now we're going to a town with 1.5 million people. An interesting fact about our tribe, we have the highest rate of twin births in the world. And I was hoping that would be true for us, and we're having a baby again, but we already heard, and it's one heartbeat. But we thank God for that one heartbeat, and for that one baby. Our language is spoken by more than 65 million people, is the language that we sang in. And that's the language that we both speak very fluently. And as Pastor said, I grew up in Nigeria, so I speak the language very well. The reason I have some stuff about the Yoruba traditional religion is because the devil has really used this to hinder and to corrupt the understanding of a lot of people in my tribe about the Bible. Because there are a lot of similarities between, on the surface, between our religion and the Christian faith, as if you understand the Christian faith in the wrong manner. The reason I say that is we have one God. The God in Yoruba is Olodumare, which created the whole world and gave the breath of life. Also, we have high priests and medicine men that cure diseases, and we place a high emphasis on character. High emphasis on character. So when people in Nigeria come to know Christ, or when they profess faith in Christ, a lot of them don't let go of our traditional religions. They still go on worshiping the same thing, and they call themselves Christians, but they haven't really trusted and put their faith in Christ as their personal Savior. Amen? So it's tough. You go to soul winning, you get people, they will go along with you, but they just can't get the concept of grace. What a simple concept. It's all been paid for. It's all been paid for. We have nothing to do except trust in Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Go to the next. The reason I have this here is most Americans are very familiar with a penny. And if I was to ask most Americans, can you pick out the right penny out of a group of pennies, it would say yes. But 95% of people from the church I've been to could not pick out which is the correct penny. The reason I have this on here is to emphasize that familiarity is not knowledge. And knowledge also doesn't mean faith either. But most definitely, familiarity is not knowledge. The first one was the right penny, by the way. And the reason I have that is to encourage Christians to study the Bible for yourself. Nowhere is that more apparent than in Nigeria. About 40% of Nigerians will profess to be Christians. But as I mentioned earlier, when you dig deeper, there are many cults that have taken root in Nigeria. People haven't read the Word of God for themselves, and they put a lot of power in the hands of false prophets and cult leaders that have really taken advantage of people's desire to find the truth. This is an example of one of the cults in Nigeria that has really taken root. A lot of people follow them. Next slide. Also, there's many franchise churches in Nigeria. 4 out of the top 10 richest preachers in the world. 4 out of the top 10 richest preachers in the world are from Nigeria. And so religion has become big business. Kind of like the days of the early Roman church. You know how they got corrupt? That's what's happened to Christianity in Nigeria. And it's all about the money. It's all about people giving all their resources to pope-like figures. Another thing in Nigeria is more than 50% of Nigerians practice the religion of Islam. Since 2009, Boko Haram, the numbers now are no longer 20,000. They've killed more than 60,000 people. Recently, they returned, I think, they had kidnapped 300 girls from a school, more than 300 girls, and they had returned 21. They had returned 21. And I was thinking, why 21? Why would they return 21? The reason is some of those girls have had babies and have husbands, and they didn't want to come back to their parents. How unfortunate is that? So pray for Nigeria, and the answer to all of this is the gospel. You know, if you ever had the chance to witness to somebody that practices Islam, we want to start with what we believe in common. Muslims believe that there was a Jesus, and they believe that that Jesus was born of a virgin. They believe that he performed many miracles and lived a sinless life, but they need to know that he is God. That's why he did that, so he could die for our sins and be the perfect sacrifice for our sins. That's why he needed to be born of a virgin, right? There would be no reason that should be the case if not to do what he had to do. Amen? He's not a prophet. He's the King of Kings. Amen? Our heart's desire is to reach the people of Ogbomoso and to plant churches in Nigeria with the leadership of Christ. Go to the next slide. This is Blue Mountain Bible College. God has blessed with beautiful facilities. It's also in the town that we're going to. We graduate about 2 to 7 students every year. My dad is currently there. He is the one in the middle with the glasses with the Bible. The man to his right used to be a Muslim, is now a Christian, and a church planter on the other side of Nigeria. Amen? Go to the next slide. This is Berean Independent Baptist Church, the church that is currently there right now where my dad is. Vacation Bible School, about 20% of the children that you will see here come from Muslim homes, and their parents let them come. Free daycare. And we get to lead them to the Lord. Some of them get a professional faith from them. We thank God for that. Amen. Pray for us. Pray for America. There'll be another great revival right here in America. We're here in America for a reason. My dad was saved through the work of American missionaries. We thank God for what America has been able to do, spreading the gospel all around the world.